Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, the Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living earth? So welcome, everyone, and welcome to another episode of This Is Our Earth podcast. And today I have the privilege and the honor with my special invited guest. So I have Gary Douglas with us. He is the founder of the El Lugar Resort and also so many other things that he's created around the globe, always having the earth in mind. So welcome, Gary. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Sylvia.
Now, this podcast was inspired by El Lugar as I, you know, became more and more familiar with the, actually from the very first time I heard about it, there was this, such this yes in my world. And I know there was also doubt in people's worlds about, will this ever actually be actualized? Will this ever come to fruition? So could you tell our listeners, when was the first idea of building El Lugar?
Well, it's like El Lugar has an interesting evolution. I wrote the book called The Place. And it's like, and I knew The Place was a land that was nurturing to us so that our common thread of disintegration didn't have to exist. You know, because the earth doesn't disintegrate. It changes, but it doesn't disintegrate. And we have this weird ass point of view where we keep trying to disintegrate our bodies to get out. And the thing about The Place is it was a place that you were sort of out of your body, but you were present with the earth, and like the earth grew. So it was a great, you know, it was great fun to do that. We were at the time going to Costa Rica and staying at a place down there. And the only requirement we had is that in order to be able to do these seminars I was doing, I needed to have us have exclusive use so that we didn't have to interact with other people, so that I could move people along further in their awareness and their consciousness and their awareness of choice. And it was just great sadness to me when the owner kept trying to bring other people on, and he would, for, you know, $500, he would get rid of us. And I started figuring out, so how much are we paying this guy? And I realized that with the payment we were making and with the fact that all of our people drank a lot, that he was making $500,000 every time we did a minimum of $500,000 every time that we went there.
Wow.
And
yeah, go ahead.
You know, no, that's right. Ask the question.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, you know, because I also participated in some of those seminars, and there is a beauty in having this exclusivity to the resort. Now, so here you are going to Costa Rica for many, many years, and this is coming up. And now you begin to look at, okay, what was the question that arose there for you then, as you discovered,
well,
wait.
It's like, as did he really want my business is what arose. Mm-hmm. And why am I paying $1.5 million to this guy a year when he's willing to dishonor his agreement with me to make an extra $6,000 a year? Because he told me that he had to do this because he would lose $6,000 if he did this. I said, so you're willing to lose $1.5 million to get $6,000? I think that's very good business. Well, I promise I won't let it happen again. After the third time of him letting it happen, I went, I'm out of here. I'm never coming back. And he just, you know, he was like, no, it's like, it'll be fine. I said, no, it won't. I said, I'm not coming back. Goodbye. And so then I got Claudia Cano to to go out and look for places for us. And she went out to look at properties, and she looked at about 30 properties. And she called me, she says, "Well, I think I've found two properties that might do." I said, "No, you know which one will do. Now take me to that one, don't take me to the others." We drove on the property and went, "Oh my God, this is beautiful." And she said, "And this is the ugly part." And the front part of it was less beautiful than the back part of it. And this was a thing that was like 640 hectares, which is about 1,300 acres. And she was, you know, it's like, and she said, "You'll have to see the other half." So we went for a ride on horseback on the other half. And I went, "Oh my God, you're right. This is the most beautiful house." But what I found out is these people had owned this property for 80 years and they had not done, damage to it. They tried to institute things that allowed it to live as it had, as it was. Now they had pastures, which, you know, in order to create pastures, they had to cut down rainforest years ago. And they did. And it was okay. And, you know, it's like these pastures are beautiful and there are cows that lived on them. And it's like, it was beautiful. And I looked at it and I went, "Wow, this is an amazing place. This place feels so nurturing. This feels like a place." So therefore the name, El Lugar, the place.
And I love it, that nurturance in that space. Now, what had you choose Costa Rica as a destination for your seminars? Is there something even about the country that invited you there?
Well, the country does not prepare for war, it prepares for peace. You know, it educates its people to create more possibility there. And it doesn't have an army. It's the only Central American country that has no army. And of course, they have less conflict there than any other country. If you don't prepare for war, you don't have to have war. If you prepare for war, you must prove that it's right for you to prepare for war by having war.
So here you are in Costa Rica, and now you find this property of El Lugar, that, you know, that nurturance in that space. So what happens next?
Well, what happens next is it's like I said, let's negotiate a deal on this. And so we did. And the guy wanted $4.5 million. I said, "Okay, I'll pay you that. Can you give me a little time to get this together? Because I need to be able to do what I say I do. I don't believe in not delivering what you promise." You know, it's like my commitment is a handshake. If I give you a handshake and agree to something, I will do it. Even if it kills me. Quote unquote. So I went to do that. And I ended up taking like 3 years before I was finally close to being able to do something. And I said, "Okay." And I said to him at one time, about a year before we actually got into the completion end of it, I said, "Okay, so what we got to do is we got to have this, you know, we got to have this situation. We got to have things going on here." I said, "You know what? If you need to sell this, please sell it to somebody else." And he said to me, "No, the land is waiting for you." And I knew it was true. And he knew it was true. And so we got it together in the next year and started buying the property. And it was a miracle how it sort of came together and how things happen. One miracle after another is the best way I can describe it. And it was a beautiful, wonderful, amazing situation. And the land just got more beautiful and more dynamic every time we went there. And it came alive in a different way.
And I
so
love,
we finally, yeah, go on.
I love the story that, you know, one of the things that I heard, actually, I've interviewed Claudia Cano as well, and she shared that this land wasn't even on the market. So someone, you know, found out she was looking for a property and told her about it. And then here you show up and this gentleman actually is willing, you know, to acknowledge that the land is waiting for you. I mean, these are the miracles and the magic that I continue to hear throughout this project. Yeah. What else is available that you are aware of with this resort and land of El Lugar?
Well, the one thing I realized is that we had to treat it different. So when we started the process of looking for architects and stuff to build the resort part, we took 125 acres on the first, on the number one side of the place, and we did, this is the way we're going to do it. And we did it. And it's like we had the 125 acres. And we started, we had to meet with Centeno, which is the ecology board for Costa Rica.
And from what I've understood, I think they've actually been surprised with how committed, you know, you are, all the investors with this resort, to truly, truly be in communion with the earth.
Yes, because I said, no tree will be cut. And no tree has been cut.
And that part, I mean, I've gotten to meet a couple of the people that work on the property, and they said that there's no other project they've worked with that has that much commitment to the land, that it really is about the least impact.
Well, we had these people who, you know, who were the right people, you know, that they were supposed to be the ones who were the best builders and stuff. And they said, well, we're going to have to scrape the top 3 feet of the land off in order to be able to build this. And I said, no, you're not. Yes, but we got to get down to, you know, to the solid land so we can put on the what are those things? The solid foundations that are made out of concrete. Yeah.
Yes. And what happened to those people?
I fired them.
You did. That's actually been one of, you know, for those people interested in business done different and construction done different. I mean, El Lugar is, it just have beautiful stories and the way it's being built, but the way the people are chosen or the people that arrive. I mean, there's incredible stories of the people that have shown up to actually contribute to El Lugar. And you have many local people. Actually, almost all local people working on the...
Because that's what I asked for, and that's what I wanted. I want El Lugar to be a contribution to the local economy, not to the country itself, but to, you know, to everything that's different and better.
Yeah, and I've heard the story, too, that as, you know, when lockdown occurred around the globe, construction in El Lugar started.
Correct. You know, but we did an unusual thing. We built the roadways and then had the gardeners come in and plant up to the roadway. And so, everybody said, you can't do it that way. And we did.
And so that's something that I've seen with this project. And also with, I would say, maybe this vision or possibility that you've seen with El Lugar. So what is that for you? What has been this possibility with El Lugar that you see for now and the future?
I see it as a place where people will go, and it will be so unique and so different that people will come back. They will want to go there. And it's like all of the places that I've been to in El Lugar, they try and take everything and make it look like it's in the jungle. It's like Costa Rica is not just jungle. It also has vistas. It has views. It has hills. And it's like, and it needs to invite all those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had... Because we quote unquote had no history in running resorts, the bank said, well, you have to have somebody who knows how to run a resort to be on your board to tell you what to do. And so I said, okay, get somebody that you think would do it. And they hired these people to, you know, to be on our board to tell us what to do. They said, well, first of all, you can't build it this way. Using 125 acres is crazy. Boil it down to 10 and build everything on 10 acres and then sell the rest off as high-end housing. I said, no. I said, I want this to look like little villages that have sprung up over time and that are the gift that Costa Rica is. Because Costa Rica has little villages in all kinds of places. They have vignettes of housing that people live in that are beautiful and amazing and wonderful, I think. And it's like you see that and you see how these things develop over time. And for me, it was about, you know, about El Lugar looking like it developed over time. I said, what I want, and I said this to the people who wanted to be the architects. I said, what I want is I want it to look like it's been here 100 years and to last 100 years. They said, well, that's not the way we build here. You're fired.
And it's coming along, and it continues to surprise me, Gary, of all the details, the care, the gratitude and the joy of people working there, but all the selection from the wood, the doors, the tiles. You know, I call it this tireless energy of truly, truly creating something that's never been seen before with all the people involved.
Yeah, but that's the way I do life. You know, and to me, that is living. And it's like at 78, I'm not exactly giving up. You know, I plan on torturing you guys for at least another 25 to 50 years.
Please, inviting us to, yes, create and actualize, yeah, what has never been seen before. Now, one of, with El Lugar, you know, as you're looking at creating, you're also looking to create this timeless piece to it. Can you say more about that? What is that timeless?
Well, set? The thing is, time is our invention. It's not a reality. And if you stop trying to live by your invention, instead of being aware of the reality, a whole different universe opens up.
Wow.
What would be true for you? What would be possible for you? What would work for you?
Wow. And that is an invitation that I get the land also speaks in a way that the land does. And, you know, you're talking about there's lot one and lot two. And, you know, we have all the details where people can also find the website to El Lugar. And we have beautiful images. But there's also another commodity within all of this that you've been speaking about that is becoming more and more rare on the planet. And that's the silence. Can you say something about that?
You know, because everything is about, you know, everything is about being, you know, filling everything up. You know, you go into department stores and they'll have 10 television sets working all at the same time. That is not beautiful.
Yeah, and this space of silence, as, you know, I've also explored into lot two, it's quite amazing. And there's almost these pockets of different energies, as you know, you have a flowing river that runs through it. You have just amazing variety of trees on the land. And can you also speak to what's being done now with reforesting? You're actually creating something on the land.
Well, the thing is, it's like what they do is they pay you money if you reforest part of the land. And the previous owners had gone in and planted pecan trees. Because pecans are the love of the macaws. Now, the macaws have been dying off because people have been taking them home and putting them in cages. So they're becoming extinct in the wild. And so they were trying to create a place where they would come back. The funny part about it is I never saw a macaw there when we were there. And now the macaws are coming back and invading the whole of El Lugar, which is great.
And one of the beautiful things too is that you have an incredible team of gardeners and one gentleman named Juan who has such this joy and enthusiasm to continue to grow plants and see what else can be done. And I was there, and he has this desire to educate people on the different trees and what they invite. So it really, I can see it already being that land that educates you on what you could possibly do in your area. So I'm looking forward to way more of that.
Well, the thing is that, you know, it's like we just had an interesting experience in that they caught an ocelot that was in, you know, near town. They caught this ocelot, and so they were going to kill him. I said, please don't let him do that. Offer him $2,000 if they'll take it to our farm and turn it loose on the backside, because Ilugar backs up to, it backs up to the national forest. So these things could go in the national forest. And to me, that's the most awesome thing there is.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we also have the right to ride in the national forest too, which is awesome. So in the future, we will have events that are horseback riding events and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I just love it because it's the truth of what is possible. You know, it's like, and so we got the awesome, you know, it's like, thank God we had the connection with Santana, because when I told the lady with Santana that the arm of, you know, ecology in Costa Rica, we will not cut a tree down. No tree will be cut here. And then we took a tree that was falling into the river, and we put things to stabilize it and bring it back. And it's like, what? Nobody does that. Well, yes, we do. And it's like, we honor the land. We honor the trees. We asked the tree if it would dig its roots in deeper and stay. It said yes. Because nobody asked it to do that. You know, but we don't talk to the trees, and we don't talk to the grass. And we don't. And it's like, the amazing thing about Ilugar is everywhere beautiful things are growing. You know, and I want to create more of that, more possibility, more of everything.
Yes, and that is, there's so many gifts of Ilugar, but that invitation to the nature, the silence, the beauty, the possibilities, it's continuing to grow and expand, and you can feel it, literally feel it. And as we have pictures of the new casitas, which are those little homes, and all the uniqueness of each one start to show itself. It has such an energy, Gary. So I am so grateful that this is a possibility in the world, that we know something different can be done. Because from what I've heard, you have so many different elements in construction, from the sewer lines to the building, that is done in such a different way. And when the land, it sounds like when the land is your commitment, money is not the object, like it's not the leading force.
Well, it's not, it's like cutting costs is not how you build. Creating possibilities is how you should build. When you create from possibilities, things continue to grow. When you create from cutting costs, all you're doing is finding the ways to be less, not finding the way to create more. And it's like my whole thing is about creating more.
Wow.
Because I want to create more. I don't want to find less and have less.
Yes. And the beautiful land invites us to that and so much more. Well, thank you. And, you know, we are recording this on Earth Day, which is kind of tickled me when I realized it this morning. And this podcast is called This Is Our Earth. Is there any last message you'd love to give before we end the call?
Just know that the earth gives to you in ways you don't even anticipate. And if you allow yourself to recede from it, your aging, your olding, and your life will be a gift, a possibility, not a limitation.
Well, there you have it, everyone. And thank you so much, Gary. And thank you all, listeners. And if you enjoyed this show, please share it. And Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about Alugar, visit l-lugar.com. Thank you.